He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. It is March the 14th, 2014. And at least it's good to see that after the big spill in the market yesterday, which I would say was geopolitical driven, that we are seeing a bit of a bounce back here and stabilization in the market today. And suffice it to say, as I've been saying all year long, this is not 2013, wherein we had a 29% rise in the market. This is 2014, and 2014 so far has been a consolidation, a period of consolidation, a period of geopolitical crisis, worries, and it's been a tougher market. It's not a market right now where really anything you can point to is working consistently. And, we just kind of have to slog through it, wait for things to straighten out a little bit, and see where the chips fall after that, once we get on a little bit more of a trend of some sort. As for now, the S&P is up almost 3 points. It's at 1,849. Remember, that breakout number was 1850. Well, we're back to that breakout number. But here's the good news. The breakout of 1850 now becomes the support level on the market. So let's hope the S&P has now come back to its support level and is going to rally from here. We'll see. Only time will tell. We take it a day at a time. The Dow is up 35 points. 16,144. The NASDAQ is up 42.62. Bonds have been in a little rally here. They're at 2.64%. So, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I will be spending a lot of time. This looks like one of those long newsletters. They're not longer, just a lot more analysis, a lot more research is going to go into this week's newsletter because people need direction right now. They don't need some Pollyanna telling them that, don't worry, all will be well. You've picked a nice bunch of index funds and just stayed the course. All is well. No, I don't think that's what you need right now. Nor do I think that's the best way to invest in the market. And I don't think that folks need to be scared to death or terrified right now. This is normal gyrations that markets go through from time to time. The bottom line is over the last 5 years, the market has been going up, but it hasn't been going up every single day. It hasn't been going up every single week. It hasn't been going up every single month. There's been some down days. There's been some horrible days. There's been some bad weeks. There's been some down months. But overall, the market's gone from 666 to 1,851. That's quite a hike. And from time to time, there's going to come a pause in the market, a retracing in the market, a consolidation in the market, working through some fears in the market. That's just the nature of the beast. But for now, the five-year bull remains intact. I see Warren Buffett making a very bold prediction here today. He says, I'd be surprised if stocks drop by 50%. Now, who asked him that? And what would you expect Warren Buffett to answer? He's really going out on a limb there. But he does say, well, there will be another financial crisis someday, which I've told you many times, there will be another bear market. I don't know if it will be caused by the financial sector, the banks, the lenders, this type of thing. But there will be another bear market at some point in time. And even Buffett admits that when he says someday. He says he'd be surprised a lot if global stock prices plunged 50% anytime soon. Now, that's really going out on a limb, and I'd be quite surprised, too, if that were the case. So what are we supposed to do in the meantime? Twiddle our thumbs? You know what? I step up my research during times like this. I look for great stocks that I've either missed, or I sold too soon, or they're rising to the top of the heap. I wait for them to pull back to levels that I like. I stepped in and bought one yesterday, which I'm going to talk about here in the second quarter of the show. And I have about three or four others on my list. If they were to come back to a certain level, bam, I'm in. But at the same time, on stocks that I own, I have a short leash. I said last week in my newsletter, I have a very short leash right now. And if one of them drops beyond where I'm comfortable, dropped below my comfort level, ISIS did that yesterday, ISIS Pharmaceutical, and I sold it for now. Can always buy it back, but it's just not working out right now. In fact, somebody sent me a tweet, why did you sell it? And my answer is very simple. Number one, the environment that we're in right now. There's a certain uncertainty in the geopolitical area of the world. They're having a vote, I believe, this week on whether or not Crimea will secede from the Ukrainian and join in with Russia. Now, why would you want to do that? Other than, I guess, economic reasons, get in on that oil. But on the other hand, Ukraine, they're being tugged towards the European Union. And it looks like there's going to come a split of that nation state into two. But I don't think the problems in the Ukraine are done with. You know, when Putin said, okay, the drills are over, boys. We're out of here. This was just all a military drill. I warned in my newsletter. I said, I don't think this is over yet. I don't think we've heard the last of Mr. Putin, especially when he sees his 401k getting clobbered with the Russian stock market getting clobbered. I think there's still more to this before it works its way through the system. And what kind of retribution, what kind of retaliation, what kind of sanctions will be placed on Mr. Putin for his actions? You know, that's all got to play out still. We still have a missing jet. As far as I know, we don't know where it is. What kind of geopolitical ramifications will come from that? Was it terrorism against China? I don't think China will treat terrorism very, very lightly. I don't think you want to mess with the dear leaders in China. So all of these things are kind of in the backdrop, and you own a stock like ISIS Pharmaceutical, even though it's a great company that can stand on its own merits. These types of companies are affected by geopolitical situations. Risk comes off the table. And the higher risk stocks, sometimes in times like this, we find out just how long-term the investors are in these stocks, or whether it's just fast money, hot money chasing these stocks. And if they start to roll over, start to look bad, you know, there's nothing wrong with backing out for now. You'd always get back in. I did that with ISIS yesterday. Others were holding up just fine, thank you. I go through each one of my holdings individually. I don't treat them as a sack of groceries and throw it all out on the counter or throw it all down into the dumpster. No. You have to go through each item individually, check the label, check the valuation, check the stock chart, check the fundamentals, check the sentiment, and then make a decision. And if it passes the test, then on to the next one and the next one. And along the way, I check for new ones, that are rising to the top. I saw several. There's a little bit of turnover here. Some of the leaders are dropping. But guess what? In a relative ranking system, when one leader drops, another one rises. There's always a top 100. There's always a top 200. And if there's a little shakeup at the top, you know what that does? That creates opportunity. And there were a few that showed up on my screen yesterday that really have my interest. Made me drool a little bit yesterday. And if this geopolitical thing works its way through, we may have a few new leaders here worthy of being best stocks now. In fact, like I say, when we come back, we're going to talk about one that I nibbled at yesterday. I've been waiting for it to pull back here for quite some time. And I've got several others on my list that I like at the current time. So, you know what? It's a time of high vigilance, number one, and it's also a time that creates opportunity. That's why it's so fun to come to the work every single day, because there's always a top 200, a top 300 to be looking at. In fact, right now there's 272 top stocks that deserve my Best Stocks Now ranking. That's down from 405 a few weeks ago. The market's getting more narrow, but that makes the leaders easier to find. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunnarsson. Okay, we're going to talk about the one that I've been nibbling at here in the next part of the show, but I want to talk about one right now that I actually have on my watch list. Okay, here's the deal. We have had a donut shop going in just literally right behind where we live. They've been working on this place for probably the last 2 or 3 months in downtown San Diego. And it combines two of my, at least one of my favorite places, and one I don't know that much about because I'm a West Coaster. But I guess back there on the East Coast, you're very familiar with this brand that's finally hitting San Diego. Okay, so I've patiently watched while this, it used to be a Starbucks. Imagine a Starbucks goes out of business. It's attached to a hotel, the Embassy Suites Hotel downtown San Diego, which is literally right behind me. And I've been watching this new place go in, and they have a banner up on their window, opening soon. And for the last 5 or 6 weeks, I've walked by there Saturday morning. I thought, boy, I'd like to grab one of these donuts here while I'm writing the newsletter, and only to see that it's not open yet. And the security guard said, trust me, it'll be next week. And the next week comes, and he says, you know what, it'll be next week. Finally, while I was in St. Louis, the joint opened. The sign went up, Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins. Now, here's how my app helps me. I'll explain why and how. So I said to myself on Thursday, you know what, I get up early. I walk to work about 6 a.m. I'm going to walk by the Dunkin' Donuts, and I'm going to grab one of those Dunkin' Donuts and just see what all the hoopla is all about. There was a line out the door at 6 a.m. There's 25 people in line. Now, I don't have time to wait in line. A line of 25 people and two high school kids trying to serve them all. I mean, that's probably a 20-minute line. I got to get to work and plan a radio show. I said, well, maybe it's just like opening day mania. Dunkin' Donuts comes to San Diego. All the East Coasters, I suppose, got to get their Dunkin' Donut. Till this morning, I said, now that the hoopla's died down, I'm going to sneak in there. It's Friday. Maybe I'll get a box of donuts and bring it into the boys here at work. The line is out the door again. This time probably 30 people. And those same two high school kids, I don't know if they're high school, maybe they're college kids, working their way through school, trying to whittle down the line. I said, there just ain't no way. I'm going to get a Dunkin' Donut. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see. But you know what I thought as I'm walking to work? I haven't checked that stock in a while. Peter Lynch used to say, if you go to the mall and you see a store that's flourishing, you want to go home and check that stock. Well, I walked to work this morning, and I saw a store that's flourishing. At 6 a.m., it's still dark here on the West Coast. And I said, we need to check in on a company that came public in 2011 and see how they're faring, because they certainly have hit California with the bang. And if this is any indication, I would imagine there's a lot more locations out there in California that don't have a Dunkin' Donuts, as it's just starting to hit the West Coast. Now, having said that, Krispy Kreme hit the West Coast several years ago, and it completely fizzled out. Lasted about a year, maybe two, and they shut down all their stores. Only one is left, and Krispy Kreme just about bit the bullet. But there seems to be a little bit more fervor here. Not only that, it's attached to a Baskin-Robbins 31-flavor ice cream parlor, a brand that I grew up with, a brand that I like, so they're not dependent solely on donuts. In addition to that, even though I'm not a coffee drinker, from what I understand, they have pretty good coffee. So they're also competing with Starbucks. So I would say this gives them more staying power than a Krispy Kreme, which relied on fat pills, you know, right out of the grease. They would hand you a glazed donut right out of the grease. It was still hot. It was delicious, but, I mean, you couldn't make a habit of that for very long. And Dunkin' Krispy Kreme could not survive. But I see where Dunkin' is more diversified. They have breakfast sandwiches and a little bit of lunch. Okay, so let's take a look at the stock. Enough of the story. What's behind the story? Dunkin' Donuts is headquartered in, the symbol is DNKN, in Canton, Massachusetts. I'll bet Christie crosses the line there a few times, gets a few of them Dunkin' Donuts, and I'm sure he's got plenty of them in Jersey. We have a $5.5 billion mid-cap company. It's currently trading at a P.E. ratio of 38, a little on the rich side, like the frosting. Price to sales is 7.82. Performance, you know what? Over the last 12 months, Dunkin' Donuts is up 41%. Dunkin' Donuts came public somewhere in the 25 area, and it's doubled since then. Since 2011, last 3 years, stock has doubled. That's basically works out to what, 24, 25% per year, which is better than the market, but it's not stunning. Earnings growth over the last 5 years, 49%. Per year. Now it's got my attention. Earnings growth over the last 5 years has averaged 49% per year. What about the future? Dunkin' Donuts is expected to grow by about 16% per year going forward. Not sensational, but those are solid-like numbers. Reminds me of Starbucks in the earlier days. I think there's some room to grow here. What kind of valuation would I put on Dunkin' Donuts right now? Well, I just did the math, and I just upgraded my target price. I come up with a $95 target price 5 years from now. That's using a fairly rich multiple of 25. But if you're going to grow by this rate, and if you still got the West Coast to conquer, then you're going to get a fairly rich multiple. What about the chart? I see a stock that hit a new all-time high just 3 or 4 days ago. However, when I shake it all together and weigh it all out, right now Dunkin' Donuts is just below the line to where it would qualify as a best stock now. It comes in out of 3,840 that are currently in my database. It currently comes in at number 521. It needs to get into that top 300 before it becomes a buy candidate. It's been as high as 382 6 months ago. So it's on the cusp. It wouldn't take much. That's all I can tell you is it's hit the West Coast by storm, judging by the little one next to me. It's one that we need to keep our eye on, DNKN. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we've got some geopolitical issues that are circling the globe right now and affecting our markets. Here's the good news. Just be glad, if you've listened to me, that you're not invested in the emerging markets. Have you looked at a chart of Russia lately? Take a look when you get a chance at a one-year chart of the symbol RSX. Do you remember that ski jumping competition that they had in Sochi where the skiers went down, 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 down? That's what the Russian stock market looks like right now. This ETF Market Vectors Russia was $30 a share in October, and now it's $20 a share. That's a 33% drop in, what, 5 months, 6 months? That's a horrible stock chart. And who's kept you out of the emerging markets? When you get a chance, take a look at China. FXI. This ETF was hitting a new 52-week high in December at $40 per share. I told you not to get sucked in. Now it's $33 per share. What is that, an 18% drop since December? And that's on top of a bad year last year. So much for asset allocation that tells you that you should have a certain amount of your assets invested overseas. In fact, I can't tell you how many different pundits I saw come on TV in late December and early January telling investors that it's time to beef up your exposure to the emerging markets because of the poor performance that they've had the last couple of years. Well, the poor performance has turned poorer. That's why you have to look at the world around you, and you have to look at performance, and you have to look at stock charts to determine sentiment and then act accordingly. To just blindly throw money at something because it had a bad year last year makes little sense to me. There's asset classes that have had bad years now 4 years in a row. So you could have been wrong every time. Oh, I'm going to be a contrarian this year. I'm buying Russia, or I'm buying China, or I'm buying Latin America. By the way, let's check it out next. Let's check out ILF, the iShares Latin America 40. These are the 40 biggest companies in Latin America. In November, it was trading at $41 per share. Now it's at $33 per share. What's that, a 20% drop? Since November? Boy, am I glad I have an app that ranks the asset classes and keeps me out of the dogs and keeps me in the ones that are, on a relative basis, the best ones in the world. And even though the U.S. stock market's not exactly tearing up the track right now, on a relative basis, it still beats every other asset class out there. And, of course, this weekend I'll be redoing, well, it's redone every day, but I'll be analyzing those asset classes and where we sit right now. Have bonds finally risen back up into that top 10 of the 33 that I track on a daily basis? How about gold? It's been on a little bit of a run here recently. Has it gotten back up into that top 8, top 10 area of the asset class ranking? Well, I'll be going over all of that in my newsletter this weekend, because I believe, if nothing else, that you can get from my app, it's being in the right asset classes at the right time. Look how important that was last year, 2013, when only one asset class in the world worked out. U.S. stocks up 29%. By contrast, emerging markets were negative last year. By contrast, the bond market got whacked last year. By contrast, gold got clobbered last year. Foreign investing has been a horrible place to be. And while we're on the subject, before we move on, let's take a look at Japan. Japan was $12.25. The ETF that I follow, EWJ, today it's $11. So it's down about 8%. Since December. So it could be a lot worse. I don't want to hear a bunch of complaining about the U.S. markets here, which are basically flat on the year. On a relative basis, that's a heck of a lot better than Russia. It's a heck of a lot better than China. It's a heck of a lot better than Japan. It's a heck of a lot better than Latin America. And let's just take the aggregate. Let's just take the emerging markets in general. I just use the Vanguard Emerging Market Index, VWO. It was $43 a share in October. It's $38 a share today. What's that, a 12% drop in that interim of time? And I think that's one of the reasons why our U.S. markets are having a hard time really getting it in gear this year. Because instead of the emerging markets getting better, like many of the pundits were saying they would late last year, they've gotten worse. And when the emerging markets aren't really emerging, it's very hard for the U.S. markets to really flourish. But on a relative basis, we're doing okay. You know, we're about even on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ's still up a little bit. That's about the best you can do so far this year. If you're in a portfolio that's heavily weighted internationally, because you're told that, oh, well, the rest of the world is growing much faster than the United States, you've drank the Kool-Aid. You've been sold a bill of goods, and your portfolio is suffering mightily. Now, will there come a day again when the emerging markets, when the international markets are ahead of the U.S. markets? Absolutely. There will be a time. It wasn't that long ago. I'm thinking 2009. China was up 50% that year. So you just take it a day at a time, a week at a time, and you stay in the best areas of the market, and you avoid the ones that are just getting killed right now. And those ones, I got to say, that are getting killed are impacting our market and holding it back for right now. But you know what? Eventually, the emerging markets will start to emerge again, and it will help lift our markets. Okay, let's take a look at an individual stock right now that continues to flourish despite all the emerging markets and all the geopolitical uncertainty. I've talked about this company before, a little company in Elgin, Illinois. We looked up the temperature. In fact, I remember the last time we featured this stock, we looked up the temperature in Elgin, Illinois that day, and it was like 17 below zero. It was during the big ice storm. But there's a little company there that's hot as a pistol, and it continues to be hot as a pistol. It's a stock that I wish I would have put in my book that I wrote a couple years ago. It was like right on the cusp. It was one of the last ones that I cut from my book. Just, you know, I wanted to just keep it to a certain amount, but it definitely was a candidate at that time. The name of the company is Middleby. Now, here's the deal. We just had another, we had a very, San Diego is not really known for its, in my opinion, it's not known for its dining scene. We have a lot of okay places, but we're not known as like New York City or San Francisco or one of these great culinary cities where the top chefs congregate and meet for oysters every Thursday night and discuss new ways of doing polenta, you know. But we did, very recently, we attracted a new place. It just opened. I got an email. Some hedge fund manager sunk $5 million into this place. And they brought in a famous chef from Atlanta. And it was opening night on Wednesday. And I've seen so many restaurants come and go. It seems to be a tough industry. It seems to be like the last thing that I'd ever want to venture into. I watch this Restaurant Impossible or some of these others and how badly they're failing. But the guy who sells the equipment, it's just like the guy who sold the picks and the shovels and the Levi's to the gold miners, he's the one that made all the money. And Middleby manufactures a broad line of cooking and warming equipment used in hotels, restaurants, and other institutions. Middleby has been a terrific stock over the years. When I was following Middleby, it was a small cap company. Guess what? It just crossed the line here recently, and it's now a mid cap company, which is perfect for a company by the name of Middleby. Here's the numbers. Here's the nuts and bolts on the stock. Over the last 10 years, Middleby has delivered to its happy investors 30% per year. This is the creme de la creme. This is an A-plus performer. Over the last 12 months, it's up 88%. It gets a momentum grade of A. How about valuation? It's still trading at a discount to its growth rate. Middleby, out of 3,840 stocks, comes in at number 21, and it's a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. Flourishing in an environment, in a world economy that's not. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, all the time we see people, when I was back in St. Louis, there were a couple other stock pickers that were part of the advisory panel for Scottrade that I was on, and one of the guys was telling me about an individual stock, a hot tip of the water cooler, I guess you could call it. You know, he just said, take a look at it. Question is, how do you take a look at it? What do you look at? Do you look at return on equity? Do you look at return on investment, ROI? Do you look at current ratio? Do you look at debt to equity ratio? Do you look at their balance sheet, their income statement? What are the fundamentals that you look at? Do you leave it just at fundamentals, or do you look at other things? Well, you know what? It seems like in this business, speed is everything. When I hear a stock mentioned on TV, or I see a CEO on Jim Cramer's Mad Money touting his company, I need a really quick way to analyze and sum up and come away with an opinion on the stock. And over time, during my almost 20 years in the business, I've looked at almost every fundamental you can imagine. Price to sales, price to earnings, price to cash flow, price to book value, dividend yield, current ratio, return on equity, and on and on and on. And I found that some of the fundamental numbers didn't do me much good. In fact, if you just bought the highest return on equity stocks, you would find that your performance would be no better than just buying any old stock. So I found that that one particular fundamental didn't really help. Now, it might be part of an overall aggregate of analyzing a stock, but on its own, just creating a portfolio of high return on equity stocks doesn't do anything, doesn't improve the performance of your portfolio. Buying debt-free companies doesn't improve the performance of your portfolio. Buying high yield stocks actually can be quite a dangerous game. So I've just arrived at my down and dirty quick, the way we did Dunkin' Donuts. I saw a story this morning at 6 a.m. right behind my place where I live. I walked right by there, 25, 30 people out the door, just opened. If they're lined up like that at 6 a.m., I don't know what it's like at 7:30 a.m. Are they that good? I don't know. It's just hitting the West Coast. I analyze the stock. How do I analyze the stock? You know what? For me, the most important thing I can look at is, number one, how has the stock performed? That's what you do with a mutual fund. If someone tells you, boy, I own this mutual fund, it's done really well over the years, well, I'm going to check the guy's story. How has it done over the last 10 years versus the market? How has it done over the last 5 years versus the market? How has it done over the last 3 years versus the market? How has it done recently over the last 12 months versus the market? Isn't that just common sense? And if I find that that mutual fund has underperformed the market, well, then, you know, that tells me more than anything. When I see a hot CEO on the CNBC telling me how hot and great his company is, I saw GoGo CEO the other day. And I looked at the performance of the stock, and I wasn't so impressed with GoGo, which is putting internet on all the airplanes. I don't see that. I mean, I don't see it as a hot growth industry. It's a limited growth industry. But it's a hot, sexy stock right now. the performance for me just isn't there. Secondly, if the performance was there, which we just showed on Middleby, it has terrific performance, then secondly, I go to the valuation. And I don't think using valuation on its own, it has too many pitfalls. Most times you get what you pay for. If you find a stock that's trading at a very low price to book value, price to cash flow, price to earnings, most times there's a reason it's trading at such low multiples. I'll bet if you looked at the multiples on JCPenney right now, you would find a very, very inexpensive stock. It's probably trading at a discount to its book value. It's probably trading at a discount, less than 1x price to sales. But there's a reason why. So I think there's a problem with that. I think buying a stock solely on its performance has issues, and I think buying a stock solely on its valuation has issues. So I want to see a stock that, number one, has been performing well. With Dunkin' Donuts, we found that the performance has been okay, but not great. And secondly, I want to do a down and dirty valuation, which I do here every single day, on the stock to see what I'm paying for it. And if it meets both of those criteria, if it's a top performer, and if it is undervalued, now, the last check, the eyeball check, put it up on the screen. What's the chart look like? I saw that the chart of Dunkin' Donuts is pretty good. I saw that the chart of Middleby is very good. Middleby passes all three of my tests. Comes in the top 25 right now. Dunkin' Donuts, on the other hand, lacks a little something there. It's not quite undervalued enough for me, and the performance isn't quite strong enough for me, but it's very, very close. And at some point in time, as this thing starts to take the West Coast, and we start to get new metrics and new numbers on how the West Coasters are receiving the Dunkin' brand, then we may have a stock that eventually gets into that top 200 or 300. So anyways, I mean, that's the way I do it. If I were going to teach a one-hour workshop on how to analyze and size up a stock really quickly, that's what I would include. I wouldn't include debt to equity. I wouldn't include current ratios. I wouldn't include analysis of the balance sheet. Other people would disagree with me. I want to get right to the bottom line very, very quickly, because I don't want to own stocks that are underperforming, underperformers, laggers, middle of the packers, and I don't want to own companies that are overvalued, that I'm paying too much for, because I'm vulnerable when I do that. And lastly, I don't want to buy a stock chart that is not healthy. I want to combine all three into one nice, neat package. There's no guarantee that that's going to produce a big winner, but I at least feel that I've at least tilted the probabilities in my favor, and then I want to be vigilant as heck every single day. Well, you take a look at my newsletter with what I've come up with lately, pwstreet.com. It goes out this weekend, pwstreet.com. Or if you are interested in my management style, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.